From Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August, and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. On the air, once again, worldwide, the heart and soul of rock and roll from Birmingham, Alabama. Hi, everybody. This is Rockin' Ray, and we're glad to have you with us as the folks from the Birmingham Record Collectors have gathered around for another of our programs. This time, it's going to be our annual salute to Buddy Holly. And this time, we're going to do something a little bit different, and that's going to be covers of Buddy Holly songs, because a lot of his songs have been done by various people. And I think you might be surprised by some of these. Going to be an interesting program. And Charlie's got our first one for us. Charlie?
Oh, thank you, Ray. Yeah, let's have just a little education first. What I'd like to do is have everyone who has any animosity against the Brits for coming over here in the mid-60s, please give them a little credit for caring about American music a little bit more than we did, probably. They picked up guitars, sat down at the piano, picked up drumsticks, sang out a tune, whatever it took, all because of the music that we took for granted every day. We could do a whole show on that subject, and hopefully we will soon. But here's a good example of what I'm talking about. There was a group out of Liverpool called the Quarrymen who on July 14, 1958, did their very first recording at the home of Percy Phillips, who had set up a makeshift recording studio for people to record what he called vanity recordings. The group chose Buddy Holly's That'll Be the Day as their very first recording. It wasn't a skiffle song, not a Lonnie Donegan song, not a Chris Barber song, a Buddy Holly song. So here is that recording with John, Paul, and George, along with Colin Hanton on drums and John Lowe on the piano. Ringo will come later. Here's the Quarrymen, a.k.a. the Beatles, with That'll Be the Day, 1958.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. I say you're gonna leave, you know the light, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. When you give me all your loving and your loving, all your hugs, kisses and your money too. You say you love me, baby, until you tell me, baby, that someday will
I'll be through.
'Cause that'll be the day when you make me cry. That'll be the day when you say goodbye.
Music memories, BRC.
In 1978, country star Tanya Tucker decided to rock a little harder. With new producer Jerry Goldstein, she hit the chart with an album called TNT. Here's her take on Not Fade Away.
Singer, songwriter, guitarist, record producer, and lead of the country band Mavericks. He steps up to give us a good cover that we all took our sweethearts and wives by the hand and led them to the dance floors to Buddy Holly's True Love Ways. Raul Malo gives us a real good version now of True Love Ways.
Just you know why you sometimes we just you and I, no true love waits. Throughout the days, our true love waits will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why, just you and I know true love. Sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why, just you and I know true love waits.
Hi, this is Roxy with the Toys. You are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray the DJ too.
Mind Music.
BRC.
Known as the Queen of Rockabilly by some and the First Lady of Rockabilly by others, Wanda Jackson was one of the first female artists who actually did a whole lot of shaking while on stage. She had a country hit while she was still in high school. And with her dad as manager, she hit the road after graduation and was on the bill quite often with Elvis. He encouraged her to sing rock and roll, and so she gave it a try. Here's a 1984 recording of one of the Buddy Holly songs, Rave On. And here's my favorite, Wanda Jackson.
Well, little things he said. Got me reeling when he
Detroit Cobras are an American garage rock band that's been around since 1994. With an ever-changing lineup, they were still working in 2015. Here's Heartbeat, the Detroit Cobras.
Chubby Checker, and you need to have a good time wherever you go, and this is the place to have it.
You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
In 1975, Phil Spector released John Lennon Sings the Great Rock and Roll Hits. Among the songs like Bebopalula, Ain't That a Shame, and Sweet Little 16, and also Do You Want to Dance, was this Buddy Holly song. Here's John Lennon singing Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue,
Waylon Jennings could have been on that plane that day the music died. Instead, he was spared to bring us his rendition of It Doesn't Matter Anymore. If you ever heard Waylon sing at all, it's no doubt who's behind the mic. Ray, play Holly's fine hit of It Doesn't Matter Anymore, Waylon Jennings.
There you're going, baby, here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Why can't you see just what you're doing to me? I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Don't you know now, baby, you drove me crazy. I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-sitting here a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. Thrown away my nights, wasted all my days over you. You go your way, I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new and baby, we'll say we're through. Maybe someday you won't matter anymore. Sitting here to cry, I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. Thrown away my nights, wasted all my days over you. You go your way, I go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new and baby, we'll say we're through. Someday you won't matter anymore. There you're going, baby. Here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Why can't you see just what you're doing to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. You go your way, I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end.
Hi, this is Travis Womack. You're listening to the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll with my friends from the Birmingham Record Collectors.
You've got the Birmingham Record Collectors from Birmingham, Alabama, the magic city of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
Rocky and Ray.
Hey, rock and roll music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
Being born in Amarillo, Texas, and spending his teenage years in Buddy Holly's hometown of Lubbock, I can imagine that Joe Ely was familiar with Buddy Holly music. He formed a band called the Flatlanders in 1970 and would later go solo. While on a tour in Europe, he met the band Clash, and they became good friends and toured together in Europe and America. He sang backup on the Clash's hit song, Should I Stay or Should I Go, from the 1996 CD, Not Fade Away, remembering Buddy Holly. Here's Joe Ely, along with Todd Snyder, doing Buddy Holly's Oh Boy.
of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world will see that you were meant for me. All my life I've been waiting to know there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Justin Towns Earl plays a hybrid of country, folk, and blues that falls easily into the Americana category. He is the son of alternative country artist Steve Earl and takes his middle name from Steve's mentor, Towns Van Zandt. Here's Maybe Baby, Justin Towns Earl.
Maybe Baby.
Hi, this is Dave Zane from the Buckinghams. You're listening to the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll with all the gang from BRC and Rocking Ray DJ 2.
Good guys!
After researching this song, I found that the greatest rock and roll band of all time recorded it live on DVD. It was a 4-DVD set called The Biggest Bang, 2005-2006. It was the culmination of their Bigger Bang tour. Now let's go back to Zilker Park, Austin, Texas, October 2006, and listen to the Rolling Stones' Keith Richards sing Buddy's Learning the Game.
We want to pay homage to a great Texan man named Buddy Holly. So we're going to have a bash at Learning the Game.
Buddy Holly's last release on Coral label was Heartbeat, that reached number 82 on the Billboard 1958. The flip side was well all right. Carlos Santana covered that song on his Inner Secrets album from 1978. Really good version with three good breaks of guitar licks. Here's Santana with a cover, Well All Right.
Dreams and wishes you wish in the night.
BRC Radio.
Good guys!
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
Good guys!
Jimmy Gilmer is best known as a lead singer for the Fireballs, who had the hit Sugar Shack and Bottle of Wine. The band came out of New Mexico and recorded at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico, where Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded. In 1964, Gilmer did an album entitled Buddy's Buddy, covering 12 of Holly's songs, including our next cover, Words of Love.
Next song was one of the last six compositions recorded to tape at Buddy's apartment in Manhattan in 1958. Studio musicians were overdubbed, and Peggy Sue Got Married became Buddy's first posthumous release. But here's the B-side, Crying, Waiting, Hoping, covered by Marty Stewart and Steve Earle.
Come back maybe someday soon. Things will change. You'll be mine.
come back, maybe someday soon things will change. You'll be mine. We're crying, waiting, hoping you come back, maybe someday soon things will change. So you'll be mine. I'll change, you'll be mine. I'll change and you'll be right. Waiting, hoping.
Magic City of the South.
In 2006, the album Fool's Paradise was recorded by the Headcat, whose members, Lemmy Kilmister, who by the way passed away last year, was with the group Motorhead, Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats, and Danny B. Harvey. The album covered 15 hits of the 50s and 60s. Eight of the 15 were covers of Buddy Holly hits. Here's the Headcats singing Peggy Sue Got Married.
Songwriter of rock pop is up next with a Holly cover, I'm Gonna Love You Too. A bit of controversy before the song was released in 1957, Jerry Allison, Holly's drummer, stated Holly was primary writer and that he, Allison, composed the bridge. However, on the Coral label, there was three others that was listed as writers, Petty, Malden, and Sullivan are credited there. That aside, in 1973, Terry Jacks gives us a fine up-tempo version cover, a very infectious tune that charted to number 7 in Canada. I'm Gonna Love You Too.
Say you
you're gonna say you love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too. After all, another fella took you, but I still can't overlook you, and I'm gonna do my best to hook you. And after all is said and done, you're gonna say you miss me, you're gonna say you kiss me, yes, you're gonna say you love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too, I'm gonna love you too.
This is Darlene Love, and you are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray, the DJ, too.
Birmingham's BRC.
Rave On, a 2011 CD release of various artists doing Buddy Holly covers, had quite a collection of performers from all genres of music. Kid Rock, The Black Keys, Graham Nash, Paul McCartney, Lou Reed, Patti Smith, and Nick Lowe were just some of them. The one we're going to hear tonight is the song Every Day, done by Fiona Apple. She does a very good job of this song, so give it a listen and see what you think. Every Day.
Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. It's getting faster, everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, 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 hey. Every day seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? It's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey.
Barbara Harris of the Toys. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ, too.
BRC is a nonprofit group of over 300 members worldwide. Come join us.
The good guys make the scene with music.
Blue Days, Black Nights was a Decca release from 1956. Bob Luman covered it later in 1956 with his Louisiana Hayride band, The Shadows, that included James Burton on guitar. Here's Bob Luman and The Shadows, Blue Days, Black Nights, written by Buddy.
Blue tears keep on calling for you, dear, and you alone. Blue days, black nights, blue tears keep on falling for you and you alone. Memories of you make me sorry. I gave you reasons to doubt me, but now you're gone. I'm left here all alone with blue moon. I think of you. Gone. I'm left here all alone with you. I think of you.
In 1962, the album Bobby V Meets the Crickets was released. Here's Bobby singing Buddy's hit from 1959, Love's Made a Fool of You.
You know love makes a fool of you. You do anything that it wants you to. Love can make you feel so good when it goes like you think it should. What to make you cry at night when your baby don't treat you right? When you're feeling sad and blue, you know love's made a fool of you. You know love makes a fool of men, but you don't care, gonna try it again. Time goes by, it's passing fast. You think your love has come at last, but by and by you're gonna find crazy loving has made you blind. When you're feeling sad and blue, you know love's made a fool of you. But by and by, you're gonna find crazy loving has made you blind. When you're feeling sad and blue, you know love's made a fool of you.
After Thinking It Over, we all agreed that Thinking Over, written by Holly, Petty, and Allison, to end our show with that one. There are some fine artists, Bobby V, The Hollies, Skeeter Davis, and others that did good covers of this song, but none can give justice and feeling like Holly can. So Ray, please play the number 27 Billboard hit from 1958 by Buddy Holly on Brunswick, Think It Over.
Just remember all just think it old. Only heart grows cold and old.
That's some great Buddy Holly songs done by other than Buddy Holly. Great cover versions of some of his fantastic songs. I don't think you can do a bad Buddy Holly song, but certainly we've had some really, really good ones on this program as we do our annual salute to Buddy Holly. Moving ahead, next time it's going to be blues songs. That's right, songs about blue. I think you're going to find you'll be anything but blue when you hear those that we've pulled out for you for that particular show. And then it's going to be question songs. A lot of songs are in the form of a question. You could probably think of a few of these, but I think you're going to enjoy the group that we come up with as we feature question songs on our next show. Then we're going to be getting close to April 1st, and as we do that, we always do an April Fool's show. So we've pulled some interesting novelty songs for you, some that perhaps you haven't heard before. At least you haven't heard in a long time. And we'll be playing those as we do our yearly salute to silliness, as we do novelty music. Moving on into April, it's going to be post office songs. Charlie's putting together songs that have to do with the post office, and it's amazing how much advertising the Postal Service has received in the form of hit songs. Post office songs for you coming up in that show. And then, looking at the color idea again, we're going to do green songs. And Don's going to put together a list of green songs for us. And then it's going to be band songs. That's right, the songs that nobody wanted to play. Or maybe everybody wanted to play, but nobody dared. It's going to be band music as we get into that for our following program. Well, that's going to be what's coming up. We've got a lot of great shows coming up, a lot of great music for you. And of course, all of these are available on our website as we get them up. We leave them there. You can go back for years now of programs that we've been putting together, and we invite you to do that at the Birmingham Record Collectors website. That's going to wrap it for this one. We thank you for joining us, and we ask our good buddy, Mr. Bobby Mizell, to take us home. Bobby, do it. The Birmingham Record Collectors Club, and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us for our BRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.